What is up? What is up? We're back in the comfort of my own home. This is the Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast, otherwise known as AKA the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, or politics. Why sip some of this juice? Please hit that click now, subscribe button, hit the like, reshare. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast. Go to Spotify, Apple, Deezer, TuneIn, and several other platforms. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast. And this podcast is also sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz for online marketing promotions for your brand and your music. Please go to promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, cat lover, or animal lover, please go to New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com for your dog t-shirts, cat t-shirts. We also got apparel for dogs, like dog bandanas, and we got hoodies as well. I'm going to get into a few topics today. First, I'm going to get into a sports topic. Woke Eating Woke. Rachel Nichols is out of ESPN. She has a year left on her contract. They removed her. Took down all her shows. Max Kellerman's been taken off First Take. It seems like all the super woke white people are being eaten by the super duper woke. Because Max Kellerman is woke as it gets. Rachel Nichols was woke as it gets. And so, of course, that's the thing. Rachel Nichols wasn't as woke as she appeared to be. You know, that's the thing. They're only woke in front of the camera. What are they behind camera? You know? Like, what are they behind? I mean, so she's out. Max Kellerman's being moved out First Take. ESPN is really, they're plummeting. Besides Stephen A. Smith, what does ESPN got? That's all they really got. ESPN has only got Stephen A. Smith, and that's really it, man. I don't really want to talk too much about this, but this idea that you could be recorded without you knowing, or conversation could record without you knowing, and could upload to a server in a whole other state, and that could be used against you. This is the thing. People are starting to get fired for non-work-related things. Like, you know, I understand media people, I guess, but even then, like, people get fired for non-work-related things at work. Like, when I say non-work-related things, like, if you're not at work on the clock, actually, like, she was up, she was done. You know, they had a conference, she was done. She was clocked out for the day. But this idea that somebody actually can leave the job and say something and get fired, it's a very slippery slope that y'all going down. Because pretty soon, everybody's going to be getting fired. Everybody's going to be getting fired. You know? You can't say nothing in private without it being used against you. You can't say nothing in public without it being used against you. It sounds like you can't say nothing without it being used against you. You know, we're going to start crucifying people for mistakes and not let them correct them or fix them. There's going to be a lot of crucifixions going on. A lot of people will get crucified. A lot of crucifixions going on. You can't keep crucifying people for their past or just everything they say. You know? And all due respect, Rachel Nichols, I'd be upset too if I have something in my contract and somebody says, screw me in my contract, and just gives that opportunity to somebody else. I mean, it's in my contract. If we're not going to hold simple contracts, I mean, who the hell can you trust? If you can't trust a contract, you can't trust nobody. If you can't trust ESPN to uphold a contract, you can't trust ESPN, period. Because you can't trust nobody if you can't trust a contract to be upholded. That's why the contracts are in place. Because you typically can't trust people just off of their own merit and their word. You can't just trust them to go off of their word. So you got to have contracts in place. And if you can't trust people to uphold a contract, then you can't trust them, period. So, but I don't feel sorry for Rachel Nichols. That's what happens when she got too woke and whatnot, you know. And also, you gotta be, you gotta make sure, like, be more careful, like, that you ain't being recorded when you don't know it. Like, she was on a conference call. Apparently, she didn't, you know, I guess she thought the conference call cut off, so it wasn't recording no more. But apparently, she was still on the conference call or something, and it's still recorded up to a server. All right, let me get into this next topic. It kind of goes into what I was talking about right here with this Rachel Nichols. YouTube removes Jordan Lucas music video. I got to go back and see the name of the music video. I think it has Lil J on it. Now, I followed Jordan Lucas for a while as a fan, and anything I know about Jordan Lucas, that his videos always have a deeper message to him. Like, he had a video where he was robbing people all through the video at gunpoint. He robbed a pizza man. He robbed everybody he could, right? So he robs all these people, and finally the cops, I guess somebody said, you know, tells the cops where he stays. So finally the cops find out, this is the guy robbing people, this is where he stays. In the video, he's looking outside outside the window in the video, and he sees, oh, the cops done found out where I stayed. They're about to come up to my spot. So he goes and grabs the gun and waits at the door for the cops to come in and start shooting at the cops. Well, a little kid walks in, and then all of a sudden, he pulls the trigger, and that's it. You don't see what happens after that. He's always had these messages that, like, he had the birthday video where he was with this chick. She got pregnant by another man. He's sitting there taking it out on the kid. Finally, he's like, yo, enough of this. He kicks the girl out, her and the kid. Get out. That ain't my kid. It's somebody else's kid. I can't deal with this. She goes to go to the guy that knocked her up. He's already over there with a kid that he had from his previous baby mama. And he's like, nah, you can't stay here, da-da-da, and turns her away. So then she ends up going back to Joyner's, and Joyner, being the bigger man, lets the kid in, and at the end of the video, grabs the kid, starts hugging him and crying and embrace him, I guess to be his father. And then the real father is standing at the door like he's about to knock because he felt sorry for kicking the girl out or telling her she can't stay, but he ends up just walking off, you know. Then he had the one about the dude commit suicide, you know. He just always has these videos that have deeper messages than just what you see in the video. You got to really pay attention, you know. And he always has videos like that. Will video is just like the concept. He does a lot of concepts. A lot of his stuff has concepts to it. And you really can't understand a concept unless you watch the music video sometimes, you know. So people, they remove the video. Basically, it's the woke. It's the woke leftist mob removing Jordan Lucas's video, complaining about it on YouTube. Because apparently in the video, he's doing all these things, like, in front of kids, like, just teaching them, like, drugs and stuff like that. But he's trying to prove a point that this is what's being taught to the kids anyway. This is what's happening, is parents, TV, and the people putting out the content are allowing kids to, you know, glorify and embrace this content and learn from it. You know, like, the fact that people just remove his video and don't understand the message just shows you how simple-minded these people are. They're so simple-minded. They're so biased. It doesn't matter what you think or what you say. They already got their mind made up. And if you go against what they have their mind made up as, you're the enemy, you're the scumbag, you know, you're the domestic terrorist, you're whatever, you're the racist or whatever, you know. And that's all it is. It's the leftist woke mob that says all white people are racist But this is the thing. Jordan Lucas is, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's has a white parent and a black parent. Because I could be wrong, but I could have sworn he had white grandparents in his music video, the ultrasound. I could have sworn it was with his white grandparents. So if you got white grandparents, that means you have a white parent. Now, how does all white people are racist bode well for the interracial community? How does that bode well? You know, it's like my sister, we were talking, her husband is Philippines. And it's like, so the woke mob wants to teach, you know, my sister's kids, if she has any, that her husband isn't a victim of the oppressor mom that he married. You know, like interracial people in interracial relationships don't think all white people are racist. Because every interracial relationship pretty much has a white person in it. Usually, most of the time it's white women, you know, in interracial relationships, but every now and then it's white dudes and black women. You know, Candace Owens is married to a white dude, you know. But I mean, and look at like the Balls, LeVar Ball married a white woman. He married a woman, he wanted to marry a woman that was athletic. He didn't care about skin color. You know, he wanted to marry a woman that was athletic because he felt he was athletic and he wanted his kids to be athletic. And that's usually how genes usually work, you know. Sometimes it skips a generation, but, you know, I know my friend Stranger the Great, he's got strong genes. All his kids look just like him. But, yeah, this is crazy, man. And I don't even really know, is Joyner really probably can't be woke. Joyner probably isn't so woke. He isn't too woke. I seriously doubt Joyner is woke. But if he is, then it's, once again, it's another just sign of woke eating woke. That's the thing. When you go woke, you can never go woke enough. You're never woke enough for the woke. It just doesn't work. Because the woke will eat the woke. You know what I'm saying? But this is crazy. I mean, Joyner Lucas got a video getting removed. I would like to hear what he has to say about it, his comments on this. It's really crazy because anybody that knows Joyner as an artist knows that all his videos are concepts. When they got messages, like they got deeper messages than what they're just taking the video for what it is, and they're not really interpreting the message. They're not understanding the message, decoding the message. They're just taking the video for what it is. They just see him doing what he's doing in the video, and like, oh, what? I can't believe he's doing this. But they don't get that what he's saying is, this is what's going on, anyways. This is what's happening right now. I'm not the one doing it. Other people are doing it. It's already happening. This is what's happening. But I guess that's another thing about the woke. The woke won't accept the truth. They won't accept truths. Anything that's true, they won't accept. Because they're like Don Lemon. You know, they're complete idiots. I don't do opinion. I do view, point of view. Point of view is opinion, Don Dumb Lemon. Freaking idiot. But yeah, this is crazy, man. I mean, just goes to show you that more artists have to beware. And this is what this is another thing. Hold on, I gotta kick up my feet on this. I try to tell these rappers, man, about advertising these music videos with all this negativity in it, with drugs and just too much sexual content. There's guns. There's just all this stuff in there. And YouTube literally made it where if we start trying to advertise these videos and we get disapproved, they'll add strikes against our account. So we can't even try to advertise those videos. We try to tell rappers, I did a vlog about this. You got to have clean content. And that's the thing. Joyner's video was clean. It wasn't dirty content. It was he was trying to prove a point and get a message across. But nobody wanted to hear the message. They just see the content and don't even listen. All they're doing is looking and not listening. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this ain't going to bode well for other artists, other rappers. Rappers trying to advertise on YouTube. This ain't going to go well. And I got to talk to my man, a mentor about this because, like, this is going to affect advertising and YouTube tremendously when you're going to remove a Joyner Lucas video like this. I repeat, this is going to affect advertising tremendously on YouTube. You know, only the super clean are going to be able to advertise pretty soon. So this is crazy. I think I actually got to do a vlog about this for the musicians of like to prove a point. Like, this is why you got to have a clean music video. I got to bring it back because this woke mob is going after people. All right, so we got Joyner out the way. We got Rachel Nichols, Max Kellerman out the way. I'm going to bring this up a little bit more. Avon Preach, my bosses, ? I mean, if anybody that watches Avon Preach knows that Avon Preach are the least of violent podcasters. They are the least of violent podcasters. And I respect Avon Preach a lot because they stand on a lot of grounds that I stand on. Like, they don't like hypocrisies. They're not going to sit there and let hypocrites and hypocrisies just sit there and talk in front of them, talk in their face and just lie. Because hypocrisies are basically lies. Because it's like a person, you know, saying they don't do something when they do. Or they're against something when they're really not. So they don't like hypocrisies. I don't think they like dishonest people. You know? And as podcasters, we're always talking about somebody, aren't we? We're always talking about somebody, aren't we? Something or someone or something that came from someone. We're always talking about something that came from someone, usually. Content that came from somebody else. Somebody said this, what do you think? So this idea, and I see podcasters all the time, like, yo, so-and-so was talking about this, I just want to react. This idea that we're always supposed to just agree with it just because we're reacting, it's bogus, man. It's fairy tales. It's imaginary. It's made up. You can't agree with nothing 100%. It's like the guy, the 360 Blessings cat. You know, if you want to give the podcast 100% credit for changing your life, that's fine. I've had people give me plenty of advice through the years. You know, and I've had plenty of friends give me mental support. But unless they actually did the work for you, I repeat, unless they actually did the work for you, why are you giving somebody all the credit? You still got it. This is the thing. If somebody gives you advice, right? Even if a Fresh and Fit gives you advice, and they're not really Fresh and Fit, they're like Fraud and Fluke. Yeah, Fraud and Fluke. If Fraud and Fluke give you advice, right? Now, you still gotta take that advice and put it to action. You still gotta run with it. So this idea that you're gonna give somebody 100% credit just because they gave you the advice is bogus. It's kind of the same sense when people say Bill Gates stole Microsoft. You know, there's a famous line on the first Iron Man movie where Jeff Bridges told Tony Stark, you think just because you have an idea, you own it? Nobody owns an idea. And just because you think you're the first to come up with it doesn't necessarily always mean you're the first to come up with it just because you think of it. There's billions of people in this world. This idea, the idea that you're the only first person to just even think of, you know, coming up with this or something, anything, any kind of invention or whatever. No, there's probably always a few other people that thought about it. They just ain't done nothing about it. Because talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. You still got to put things into action. When I sit there and get on a vlog and I preach $1 a day to my clients, if you're not spending $1 a day, what are we talking about? Not spending $1 a day, what are we talking about? I better be spending at least $1 a day on ads. And guess what? I do. I spend $1 a day on one ad, $1 a day on another ad, $1 a day on another ad. So this, if I, you know, I'm going to practice what I preach. You know, now I'm not no relationship guru. I'm not no fit guru, but I am a marketing guy and guru. And I don't even like to call myself a guru. I hate people always calling themselves guru. I'm a marketing guy. Do I know marketing? Yes. Do I know what brands and businesses should be doing to market and where they should be marketing? Yes. Do I know the best way to get results on each platform? Facebook to TikTok to YouTube? Yes. But it also depends on your budget as well. It also depends on your budget as well. So just because somebody gives you advice and gives you a plan, there's other things that go into account and take into factor as well. Like that you actually going through with the plan and executing the plan. So if you're going to give more credit to a guy who gives you advice than a person who actually executes the plan, like, damn, I mean, what are we doing here? Like, somebody can give you advice all they want. Yes, they deserve some credit because they gave you advice. But you deserve most of the credit for actually going through with it and executing. The person who executes it deserves the most of the credit. So, yeah, man. Like, I've only seen one podcaster really defend him. It's really been a bad week. I mean, literally, Fresh and Fit was at above 400,000 subscribers, and now they're below it. So they done hit. It is funny because Abba made a joke about they done hit 400,000 subscribers twice. How do you do that? On the way up and on the way down. So they're at, like, you know, they're literally under 400,000 subscribers now. So they're like literally losing subscribers because they let their ego get in the way. They let emotions get in the way. They should have just took it on the chin, man. If they literally took it on the chin, they just kept putting out content, thinking they might be all right. But once they started coming back, I think that's what people really started to see how fraudulent they really were. Once they started retaliating and other retaliations come back. You know, I think people really start to see that. And what they're really starting to see is that the Fresh Prince guy, whatever, CEO, he's really like, he's just a follower of Myron. He's just Myron's little follower. He just followed Myron's lead, does what Myron tells him to do. You know, that's the thing. They really start to see their frauds because Myron's the one that's always kicking the chicks off, getting upset, mad. The other guy just sits there and goes along with the ride. He just follows the lead. So one's a leader. There's really an alpha. There's not two alphas on there. One's an alpha and one's a beta. That's the thing. You got an alpha that show and a beta. Alpha and Preach, they're both pretty much alphas of their own show. Abba and Preach are like alphas of their own show. Fresh and Fit. One's an alpha, one's a beta. And the fact that one's a beta, the fact that one is a beta is partially why it's a hypocritical and fraudulent and fake. Because they're both running around saying they're alpha males. One is a beta male. Others following others' lead. Like, all due respect, my mentor, Chris Roker, if he listens to this podcast, he'll agree with this. I don't follow his lead on everything. Sometimes, like, I lead the way. When it comes to playlisting, TikTok marketing, and certain things, I lead the way. You're not going to tell me about this. I do this day to day. I do this every day, you know. Now, radio, Roker's radio, breaking records, the street team way, the radio way, the PR way, yeah, he got me on those. But when it comes to, you know, other things, online and stuff like that, no, I don't take his lead when I was doing it first. Just because he's my mentor doesn't mean that he gets credit for every single thing I do in life. You know? And, I mean, I think Fresh and Fit, God, I think they finally got the point to just shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. Because this part, I mean, Abba and Preach are now doing interviews with other podcasters about this. So now it's going to just keep going further and further and further. They just need to shut up, take it on the chin, keep putting out content, and do what they do. Because that's the only, there's nothing else they can do right now. If they keep retaliating, it's just going to look worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Because they're going to look more emotional, more insecure, like the women that they interview. They're interviewing all these women that, you know, insecure women and whatnot, like, a little bit more insecure, more sensitive, you know. And the guy that, and then there was the incident where the guy came to their door, like, and the fact that you try to say Abba and Preach had something to do with that, that's why I said, Abba and Preach, my bosses? Question mark. My bosses? So they're my bosses now. They're putting out hits. They just got goons just, yo, go to Miami and take care of this. They're my bosses. Nah, they're not my bosses. Nah, they're not. They're far from being my bosses. They're not going to be the kind of person, like, I would probably send a goon to somebody's house before Abba and Preach. I probably would do that before Abba and Preach. So, you know, and I'm not a send a goon to your house kind of guy, you know. I'm not a send a goon to your house kind of guy. But I would probably pay a goon to come to somebody's house and handle some business like that before Abba and Preach ever did. So they just need to shut up while they're behind. I would say shut up while they're ahead, but they can't. They're not ahead. Shut up while they're behind. Take it on the chin. You know, like, I've had people come at me in the marketing company, as a marketing company. I've had people, you know how many times I had people try to, you know, say they're going to take me down with bad reviews and stuff because they can't get their way, you know, because the customer's not always right in the business world, you know. The customer's not always right. They don't read the terms of service. They don't read descriptions. They file fraudulent chargebacks. They got too high expectations when they spend a little bit amount of money. Spend $20 and they expect $2,000 worth of results. No, you know, like, you can't, you know, it's hard to take down somebody who has a steady consumer base. Even though Crush and Fit has lost about 20,000-30,000 subscribers or more in the last week, it's not gonna be easy to just take them all the way out. I doubt that, because this will probably just die over and they'll just keep moving forward. And there'll be some guys like 360 Blessings that say, yeah. But then, all due respect, though, the podcast is entertaining sometimes. You know, like when you hear these women, like all these women come in here, they all got the same unrealistic expectations. I mean, they do get a good point across as far as all these super fine, gorgeous women. They all got the same expectations. They're all like bimbos, and 100% of the bimbos are fighting over 10% of the men. You know, but that's the only good thing you really get out of there is that you realize that 100% of the bimbos. But I think you could realize that with Kevin Samuels' podcast, and his podcast is a little bit more sophisticated. He's more one-on-one, and you know, his podcast kind of makes you understand that what I'm starting to understand with his podcast is all these women are shorter than me. I'm 5'4", 5'5". These women be like 5'2", or 5'3". They weigh more than me. So they're shorter than me and they weigh more than me. But they want a guy. They don't want a guy who's taller than them. They want a guy who's taller than me. They don't. That's the thing. They don't necessarily want a guy that's taller than them. They want a guy that's taller than me. That's taller than a certain height. A 5'3 woman isn't dating the 5'5 guy. She's not dating me. I'm not tall enough. And that's the thing. That's part of that problem. I'm taller than you, and I'm not tall enough. I'm slimmer than you, and I'm not slim enough. So taller and I'm slimmer, and I'm not good enough. But it goes down to, if they're making $100,000 or more, you know, they can't date you. But what if I made $70,000 last year? So now we combine, we're making $170,000. We can live pretty good together, you know. And all due respect, I'm paying all my bills myself. That's, you know, if I make $70,000 a year, and I've made up to $90,000 in a year. You know what I'm saying? My first year of business, I made $90,000. And I've had some ups and downs. I made $60,000, $70,000, $50,000, you know. Now, though, I'm on a uphill trajectory because I've made all the mistakes I could possibly make in the business world. I made them all. I've created a process that's easier for me, easier for my clients, and it also weeds out the clients that will file fraudulent chargebacks. The ones that expect too much for a little money, you know, the ones that just that you'll never be able to please. There's some customers you'll never be able to please. But yeah, this Avril Preach thing, I don't think Fresh and Fit themselves thought it was gonna go where they thought, how far it went. I know right now they wish they could take it back. They wish they could take back all that smack talking, all that trash talking. We hotter than you. Not right now, y'all ain't. Y'all ain't hotter than Avril Preach right now. Because everybody sided with Avril Preach except that 360 Blessings cat. And that's it. Everybody I seen doing a podcast reacting to it is like, these cats are exposed. They're exposed, you know? That's why it's best to just be yourself, be who you are, be true to yourself. And I don't mean your truth, I mean the truth. That's another thing. I told my boy the other day, I don't go off of when somebody says my truth or her truth or his truth. No, I go off the truth. Because his truth, her truth, my truth ain't always the truth. If it ain't the truth, it don't count. You know? But yeah. Hit that click now, subscribe button, hit the like, hit the share. Don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music or your brand, please check out PromoPalace.biz. You can also email me at PromoPalace1@gmail.com. If you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist, and you like t-shirts, hoodies, go check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. We also got bandanas for your dogs, and we're going to add cat bandanas today, matter of fact, because I keep saying I'm going to add cat apparel bandanas, and I'm going to add them today. But, you know, it's hard, man. I got to be like an octopus out here, man. You know, I run a music marketing company 7 days a week, a podcast 3 days a week, I'm vlogging 3 days a week, you know, and I got a dog I'm responsible for, and I got myself I'm responsible for, you know. Also, don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to dozens of platforms. It goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeartPlayer, FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Also, for Shizzle, I got to shout out one of my favorite brands, Dizzle, DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle Brand, a mixture of cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon. Check them out at DizzleBrand.com. You can follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Also, check out the dozens of recipes they got that you can make with Dizzle. And I actually got my bottle of Dizzle in. So next episode, I promise, next episode, I'm going to put my Dizzle on ice. I got a lemon. They said I got to have a lemon. I got to have my Dizzle on ice. If you don't drink Dizzle on ice, it doesn't work. Dizzle on ice. That's the new motto for 2021 on Dizzle on ice. And also, don't forget, these podcasts drop Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. My vlogs drop Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and those are on the Promo Palace LLC channel as well. I guess that's it. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This is episode 52, Paul Pickett Podcast, Triple P, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, and politics. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.